5 years later, are you two still working together? And Senator Unterman, I'll start with you.
I think we are still working together. I know that we're still working together, and I think that we've evolved over the last 5 years. And the one thing that's interesting to me is that I'm the only female Republican in the state Senate. So
You were then, too.
Yes.
So has there really been that much progress? Certainly, there's an argument that Republicans need to do a lot more in terms of reaching out to women and putting women in positions of power.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, and it is distressing to think that 5 years later there's not another female. And the Republican Party's doing better. They have a minority outreach, and they are doing better, but they still have a long ways to go.
Senator Rock, 5 years later, what keeps the two of you working together, even though you disagree fundamentally on so many things?
Well, women are known as collaborators, communicators, not so interested in getting the credit, but interested in getting the job done. And Senator Unterman and I were working together when we were Representative Unterman and Representative Orrock, and when I was in the majority and she was in the minority. And we've always understood that, of course, we're in different parties and we're the places where we're not going to agree. But we have so much in common in terms of our commitment to health policy and good, sound public policy, and have worked, I would almost say, on countless issues together over the long term. She has a tremendous amount of power and impact in the Senate as a leading chairperson. And
she's chair of Health and Human Services.
Exactly, and I cannot list her other seven positions right now off the top of my head, but I look to her for advice and collaboration, and I've served on her health committee since I came to the Senate. And very important legislation there. And women, typically our women's caucus, has come together over and over and over for the last almost 25 years on health policy.
And also, I'm indebted to the minority party in helping and assisting in the human trafficking issue, because that's an issue that has no bounds. And I would not be where I am in that issue and the laws and the safety net and everything that we've accomplished in that particular realm if it were not for the minority party.
Senator Unterman, it sounds as if, though, health policy is the thing that has really kept you together. Is that true?
Well, it's not just health policy. It's social issues, too. And those are issues that really, like I said, they're not partisan type issues, and they're easier to cross, you know, the party lines versus tax issues or finance issues.
But Senator Orrock, somebody might say, well, sure, health policy has become quite partisan. It is also 5 years since the signing of the Affordable Care Act. And if you and Senator Unterman are trying to work together on things like, let's say, health insurance coverage for autism, that's going to be affected by the Affordable Care Act, on which I suspect the two of you fundamentally disagree. So how do you work together to accomplish things when the mechanism that might affect them is something you disagree on?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was thinking, Senator Unterman, and it's hard for us to not call each other by our first names, because that's how we talk to each other, Nan and Renee.
Feel free.
And, but Renee and I worked in the Women's Caucus in the House, and we had as a basic fundamental in the Women's Caucus that we would work together on the things that we had overwhelming consensus on. I think the bylaws call for 80% mm-hmm. of us agreeing on a policy. And we leave alone those policies that we differ on. And we don't let that become a barrier to working on the things that we agree on. And again, I think that that is that as women, we're almost predisposed to that collaboration and not elbowing each other out of the way for credit and stardom. And so we have that history that goes back. And the Women's Caucus worked on a lot of health issues together. We didn't work on the abortion issue because we knew we had differing views within the Women's Caucus, and we agreed you lay those aside. You make progress where we can make progress together. And so we that history that we have was really forged a long time ago in the
right.
Women's Caucus in the House. So that has been an arena where we have come together, and it's a commitment to seeing women have a place at the power tables.
But Senator Unterman, the Affordable Care Act is kind of unique in that it's not something that is a state policy. It's federal policy. Mm-hmm. So unlike abortion, where mm-hmm. the state could make
I can
law,
give you,
and mm-hmm. it's going to affect whatever you guys try to do at the state level. You see what I mean?
I can give you a good example. Even though we're polar opposites about the Affordable Care Act, and we have been for a long time, that's okay. We disagree with that. We disagree with Medicaid expansion. But what we don't disagree about is uncompensated care. And when I'm sitting there writing the budget and I know I need assistance, I'm talking about OB, I'm talking about prenatal, maternal, infant care, that I can reach across the aisle and get consensus in the budget because they know that we have to replace those funds. And they know that I'm the leader that has to go to the leadership of the governor and the lieutenant governor and say, look, we have a deficit here, and I'm the fighter for that money. And they have been the backstop for me. And I think that's a great example, even though we're polar opposites about Obamacare, that we have accomplished many, many goals that if we hadn't have had that relationship, it wouldn't have been done.
Could men have done the same thing, Senator Orrick?
We both know and greatly admire many men down here at the legislature that understand working across party divides. I think it's easier for women. I think you're more likely to see men in a turf battle with each other or an ego battle where really if they laid those...
You're not saying that about all men though, right?
Oh, no. I said you're more likely to see. And quite frankly, if you want to move to the global level, globally... there's widespread recognition among people that work in human development and economic development in countries that are needing to pull themselves up and move to be first-tier economies. They'll say over and over, when we invest in women, when we do micro lending to women as opposed to men, we get more bang for the buck. The women are going to invest in the family, in the children, in the community. The other place I see it is when you have women at the peace table in the conflict areas, and this has been true in a lot of African nations, when you have women sorting out how to get past conflict and find common ground, they say that the more sustainable peace has been hammered out when women are full participants at the peacemaking table. So this isn't something we invented, but I think we're a reflection of it, that we are can get past our differences, lay them aside, and work on what we agree on. And quite frankly, both of us have strong, strong feelings about the plight of rural hospitals, for example. Mm-hmm. And I would predict that going forward, I know that Senator Unterman has worked on an interim committee going mm-hmm. and looking at that around the state. Going forward, we'll be working and looking for solutions together to address that really high need across this great big state with this huge rural area.
There are two women in positions of power in the House in opposite parties. Jan Jones, who is a Republican and is the Speaker pro tem, and Stacey Abrams, a Democrat from Atlanta, who's the minority leader. Once they are responsible for how their parties do, does it become tougher for them to collaborate? I certainly want to ask you to speak for them. They can speak for themselves. But has that been your observation when they get to that position where you've got a whole caucus pushing you?
No, I don't think so. And I say that coming from the viewpoint, the most important thing I do is not chairman of the Health and Human Services. The most important thing I do is I'm vice chairman of appropriations and working on the budget.
Right.
And when you get to talking about a budget that's $20 billion, over $20 billion and during the recession, cutting the budget, I think that's the most important things that I do. As far as having to reach out to the caucus, you know, I'm on the committee on assignments. I'm part of the leadership of the state Senate. And I don't see myself any differently than any of the other members.
You don't feel any push to say, hey, we need to win this one for the team. So.
Oh, yes, I do. I have to.
How do you handle that?
And as an appointment of the lieutenant governor, you know, I have to represent his wishes. And there's many times that I have to vote on issues that I wouldn't vote for if I was not a part of leadership. And that's being a part of a caucus. And the transportation issue is a good example that we just had last week and we'll have going forward. The medical marijuana is also another good issue. So there's times, and I think that's where women really come to the forefront, is in issues of compromise and collaboration. And if you look at Jan Jones and Stacey Abrams, I think that's where you see their strong suit. And I think that's where women, we may have a deficit in other areas, but we overcompensate in that area, and that's what makes us successful.
Senator Orrick, do you agree with that?
Well, I was going to go back to your question on Affordable Care Act, Dennis, because going forward, you know, that is not a locked in, one size fits all kind of conversation. It's been evolving ever since it got introduced in Congress. Just today's headlines are about Arkansas looking for a different way, getting a waiver, and addressing the needs of their uninsured with some good results. You know, we'll have that conversation here in Georgia. Senator Unterman and I both know that going forward, as that policy evolves, there's going to be Supreme Court rulings, there's going to be budgetary issues facing Georgia, there's going to be the conversation with our hospitals, with our healthcare community, that we could very well be pushing for a remedy that puts us on the same page, and that is in that broad category of the Affordable Care Act in terms of going forward. We don't know what it'll look like after the Supreme Court rules, so I don't rule that out as a place for collaboration. And I would also point out that there are growing ranks of Republican women in the House side. And that's different than it used to look. It used to be a tiny number of Republican women there. Mm-hmm. So we as women, I've always invested in and believe it's important to have our women's caucus continue to remain together. It's gotten a lot more polarized. When we first started working together, this level of political polarization was not what it is today. But despite that, I think that shared commitment to supporting each other as women, understanding we're going to disagree fundamentally based on some party differences, is a strong tie that you will see around the Capitol among the women, whether they're Republican, Democrat, or Libertarian, or Tea Party.
Senator Unterman, has it been harder in the Women's Caucus to keep that polarization that Senator Orrick just talked about from creeping into what you do as a Women's Caucus?
No, I think it's much more difficult. It has nothing to do with women. Politics today is not the same as politics it was 10 years ago. Now, with the internet and people's input into the political process, I have to say it's gone down several notches. And oftentimes it gets very frustrating because you know that you're in it for the right reasons and trying to help people and want to represent your community, but yet you get torn down. And I think that has been a good thing to have other women around, because it's a tough world out there. And if you don't have people that are responsive to you, supporting you, whether
right.
it's your family,
mm-hmm.
it's your friends, it's your neighbors or whatever, you can't stay in it. And that's where I have reached out to other women.